This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City, second hour already. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, Venice, Louisiana. All right, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, man, just hanging out, doing my thing here, brother.
Speaking of Venice, I'm in Venice right now.
You already make it back?
No, well, not really. I wasn't supposed to come back there after Labor Day, but yeah, I got to take care of my lawn while I'm gone. Called me the other morning and said, hey, you got water poured up underneath your camp.
Uh-oh. That's never good. That is nasty.
Turn the water off. And actually, it's hot water heater.
Oh, is that what
got
it was?
Lucky.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, it didn't. It was linoleum where it was at, so I ain't got no wet carpet or anything like that. So.
Well, that's a plus.
Yep. Now I got to get a hot water heater and get it put in and get back home. So, I mean, I'm glad. Really, I'm glad I'm not fishing this tide down here. It's unbelievable. I was having supper last night. When Florida boys come in and sit down beside me at the bar, you could tell he was a weenie boat guy. And well, he got talking. He said, "Man, he said I can't even find him in my skinny boat. And he's got a Haney. I mean, he got a little Haney with a 400 on it.
400? How about that?
Yeah, 16-foot boat, 5-foot wide.
Come on, man.
Yep,
400.
400."
Surprise, the back will stay out of the water.
Yeah. Well, the whole deal is 400 don't weigh no more than 300 does. So.
Well, no, but still, that's for a boat that size, that's a lot of weight.
No, I tell you, what, hang, it's a Sims. It's a Sims, not a hang, it's Sims, yeah.
Or Simmons.
Simmons. Yeah, it was a Simmons.
Simmons, yep. Yeah, there you go.
Yep. So, but he said, I can't even get to them. He said, they're so far back up in that crap.
Really?
Yep. So, I mean, this had floodgates closed when I come across the Empire Bridge yesterday.
Really?
Huh. Yep. And every guy that I saw come in yesterday didn't come in, which it wasn't that many. Most of the lodges are empty down here right now. School started, though. That's how August is.
Time of year. This, you know, about a 2-3 week period right now.
Yep, it's a dead time.
And a lot of people are preparing for bird season.
Yep, deer season. Everything,
and taking care of deer stuff, getting early start on it. You got to stay on top of it. I don't know how Blaine does what he does, man. That guy's just...
Yeah, no kidding.
He'll come back and fish for a week and then go to South Texas for a week and stay on top of his operation. And it's a life of a guide, man. It's not easy.
Yep.
You got to be committed and passionate about it.
Yep.
Boy, speaking of hunting, you seen all this ghost deer operation going on investigation with TPNW. Man, they've already, it's led to 1,400 charges in 11 counties. And, you know, transporting these deer without permits, and, you know, we wonder, you know, CWD, chronic wasting disease, and, you know, these deer hadn't been tested or anything, and just, man, there's a lot going on. I think there's 24 felonies involved in this, too.
Well, I happen to know one of the guys. I don't know if he's involved with it, but he's always bragging to me about changing ear tags and all that stuff. And
yeah, see, that's not right, man.
No, it's not. So, you know, I know they... I know there's a lot of hard feelings going on, because I know back springtime, first part of the summer, they went on some ranch, killed 1,600 deer.
Well, it just...
And supposedly he'd been clean for 4 or 5 years. I don't know. I mean, I don't try to keep up with that, but, I mean, it's a bad deal if you ever see one of them, which I'm luckily other than I've seen them on film, you know, on TV, but
yeah,
I don't want to see one of them, you know. So.
That's a money deal. You know, you get money involved and money in demand, and people are going to do a lot of things they shouldn't for the almighty dollar.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, the money they spend on to go kill a set of horns, I've seen them do years on social media. Two young bucks, I mean, they was talking about, you know, 250, 60 points, just freaks, and babies, too. You can just tell that was...
Yeah, their necks are barely able to support the horns.
Yeah, that they're carrying.
They're so skinny and, you know, young and got all that bone on top of their head.
Each their own. I mean, look where the bass industry went to catch, you know, big fish. They can look at them now, so. And there's a big turmoil going on about that, so. I don't understand. They're going to let them use it so many hours a day and yada, 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 and I just quit reading it. I mean, I did see where they got a senior pro. I think it's Bass that's going to put it on. For all the old timers.
Old timers, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's got the money in it, too. It's not, it's
right.
Legit. So, people like Larry Nixon and all them, they'll come back out of the fold. Old Clun might even come back out
for that. I think he might. Yeah, buddy.
So,
ambassadors of bass fishing back in the day, man. And
yeah, that's when it was pure fishing. Yeah,
it was pure fishing.
Yep. I mean, no, people don't realize. I mean, I've known Rick Clun since I was 16. Rick's a little older than you, but not by much.
Yeah.
But I mean, dude, he wasn't none of that.
He was an animal, man.
I mean, he was a beast.
He was.
He put that trolling motor down and put a spinner bait crank bait in his hand, and he went down the bank. If he run into him, you know, he'd stop. But he burned real estate.
Yeah, he did. Cover more water, catch more fish, baby.
Yep. So he was something. But things change. I mean, look at all the new stuff me and you are available to use. I mean, it's just better stuff. It ain't nothing I've used. I've used the same combo all my life, but it's just better equipment now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at a 4,500, a 5,500, another 4,500, old ambassadors. And I pick one of them up and put it in my hand. I'm going, where'd this dead weight come from?
Yeah.
You know, when them 45s come out, you thought that was catch me out.
Buddy, you could throw them a country mile, and drags were decent on them. And, hey, we thought, man, it doesn't get any better than this. Well, wrong.
But they never could balance a rod out to the reels. So,
I know.
You know, we made good rods for a long time.
Yeah.
I got a shrimp tail special I'm looking at right now.
That's old school.
And I'm telling you, it's still as good as it was the day I got it.
Yeah. I was fiddling around with stuff the other day. I found an old Zell Roland topwater special.
I got one of them.
Remember
too.
Those?
Oh, absolutely.
Zell Roland.
You know, it was kind of, but that rod was based on that shrimp tail special.
Yeah.
They just, you know, it's basically the kind of pretty close to the same blank, but.
But they made it shorter. They just took the tip
off. Yeah, they made it shorter. Yeah, it took a lot.
They went with the same blank and took 7 or 6 inches off the tip.
Yeah. So, but it was a beast. But it's like a shrimp tail special, though. I mean, I've tried to fish it some, but it's just got too much tip in it.
Yeah, you know, that's an 843P.
Yep, and it's, you know, especially down here with these toads and.
You know, that's like going bear hunting with a switch, man.
Yep, it is.
It is.
But you could take a tail back today.
Oh, you could take a shrimp tail and dance that thing. It looked like you're doing a jitterbug.
Yep. So. But
everything, the tapers have changed. You know, you got more meat midway down and all the way to the base, and with a live tip, you know, to make it a fast rod. And those rods were spongy all the way down. I mean, those rods would bend, even the butts would bend on them. You get a big enough fish on them, you know.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, we come a long ways.
Long ways in a short time, brother.
Yeah. I bring some real old school, and I still got two of them. I still got two Skylines.
I remember I've got, I don't know whether I have them anymore or not. The old
pistol grip Skyline.
Yeah, black blank with an orange wrap.
Yep.
Skyline graphite.
Yep.
Roland Williams used to buy those blanks from Marburgers, and Roland Williams would wrap them for me and Blaine.
Yep. It was a tennis racket company. I got into that.
Yeah.
I put one in my hand. I don't know. It's been a couple of months ago. I was at the house building around. I put one in my hand. I said, how did I fish for this thing?
You just go back old school and, you feel it. I mean, the weight and, just the inadequacy of what we were fishing with and catching all those fish on them. You know, and everybody. Well, this rod isn't right. I said, man, if you're any good, you can catch them on a broomstick with a reel on it.
That's right. You got to adapt.
Man, we're so precise and particular about everything. Oh, I'm overworking my lure. My tip is too stiff. I need a softer tip. I mean, we've become spoiled brats in this fishing thing.
Oh, you're right. You know, and you're talking about them tapers, my customer rods, which I've been fishing Jake's stuff now ever since he. Well, I mean, Jake's been part of all of this industry. I mean, people don't realize how far Jake goes back.
He was in diapers when he started out with All-Star, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's been through everything from the beginning to now.
So the customer set of rods he gives me every year for my customers. You want to talk about tapers, them buddies go from 10 to 0 quick.
Yeah.
And I have to really be careful with them and tell customers, they got a small fish. I won't flip him in the boat. I say, well, that's fine. You flip him in here, but don't reach out. No, you know, it never fails. I had one while back.
See, that's the problem. Everybody goes, these rods are junk, man. I just broke the tip off. I said, yeah, because your rod was pointing straight up in the air with a weight of the fish pulling straight down the rod with a line. That's high sticking. Any rod's going to break with a taper.
I want to reach way out there or reach way out there on them, you know.
Oh, yeah. Reach way up on the rod and then bow down on a fish, or they're hung up on the bottom and it snaps right where their hand is.
Yep.
It's not, hey, it's with anything.
No, absolutely. So.
What Ron Wyatt always say, you can't fix stupid.
Nope, you can't.
Well, Good luck with the old hot water heater job. I'd come over and help you change it out, but you're a little out of my neck of the woods there, bud.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm gonna come back home, and I've got my list already, my pictures, and I'll bring it all back when I come back, and it won't take me long to change it.
Got to have hot water, man.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, yeah. Brother. Well, hey, Mike, somebody wants to call you about going fishing. Give them some info how they can reach you.
Give me a call at 832-338-9376. And go Stroh's, huh?
Hey, when does y'all's gator season start?
The 10th. Over in the Texas. 10th? Yeah, here.
Yeah, over there.
Oh, you would ask.
Oh, well, call Troy Landry.
No, I mean, it, you never know.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of like on the shrimp dates. They wait till sometime in August.
Well, that's like the amberjack season coming up, man. They still hadn't confirmed that. Yeah. And I saw where I think we've already taken 70% of our snapper allotment.
Huh. So. Well, they'll shut it. It don't make no difference. We're going to shut out Monday here.
Yeah.
Not this Monday, the following Monday.
I got you.
They might open it back up for us, you know, because I don't know what the allotment is here. You right. talking off the Texas coast, or are you talking federal?
Well, federal.
Federal, yeah.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right, later, Mickey.
Later, bud. Take care. All right. Well, Bronze Roofing. You know, Bronze Roofing has been in business 38 years. They specialize in new roofs and repairs with free estimates. Plus, they're open 7 days a week. You can call them anytime, and you can get seen the same day for quick service. And each roof comes with a 15-year warranty, and Bronze works with your insurance company. That saves you a lot of time and headache, folks. They work with your company so you don't have to, and they'll guide you through the process. So it's real easy to find. Visit bronzeroofing.com. That's bronzeroofing.com, or call 713-645-0505. 713-645-0505. Bronze Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 521 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way and check in with Flog. Got a little thunder and lightning down there, bud?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
Man, you better have you a slicker nowadays. You may not need no rod and reels, but you damn sure better have a slicker.
I'm telling you.
It ain't. I can hear it. It's right out front.
Yeah.
I just talked to Cameron. He said it's nasty out there, lightning. He's straight out for the Port A. It lines in at 6:30. Man, dude, I don't know. I may have to go to the south. It doesn't get rough. I mean, it's blowing around them storms, but the Gulf don't get rough with the lightning. A lot of lightning in these storms.
Oh,
a lot of
straight out from Port Aransas, Port Lavaca, and, you know, Port O'Connor, yeah. Matagorda, all that. There's a huge glob sitting out there.
Yeah.
And there's more way offshore. It's just, it's all over the place, man.
He was going to run south. And I said, man, it's coming from there. But, I mean, they don't care. With the big boats, you got to, it's the lightning. That's, man, you get hit, you're not supposed to sell that boat.
Yeah.
You got to really, really watch the lightning. I mean, you got to watch it any time, but especially in those boats.
Man, I saw a guy's boat one time. It got nailed. And how his motor ran to get back to the dock, it was just, even under the cowling of the engine, it was all copper wire showing where it just burned all the insulation off the wiring. And the whole console, every wire, you know how many millions of wires there are under the console, it was just all copper. All the insulation just melted off. VHF antenna looked like charcoal.
Dust.
It was unreal.
You know, Hickman got hit when he, back in the day, he had a 25 like ours, and he was running kingfish chartered out of it.
Right.
And Hickman got struck by lightning in that little boat. Same deal. I mean, the motor kept running, but it scorched everything. I ain't never been hit. You know, we went at noon yesterday. And it would just drop dead gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And then, man, we finally had to abort about 10 after 5. I had a bunch of stuff coming out of the north.
Well, everything that came in yesterday morning went up by Richard and all that area and then turned around and came back.
Exactly. I said, I kept
that was
looking
nasty.
At it. And I told Larry, I said, man, I'm telling you, dude, it's that it's coming offshore. But it was fine. It was pretty. I mean, the seas are nothing. You just gotta work around the storms.
Did you jump anything?
Nah, I ain't seen nothing. I'll never jump nothing. I'd go burn a bunch of gas.
You know, I talked to our little buddy Brian down there at Port Isabel yesterday morning, and him and his buddies, they were getting an early start and all that. Man, I didn't even get home good.
They caught four.
He had one on, and it's still dark. You can barely see the sun coming up, and got a giant jumping out of the water, man.
He's crazy. I talked to him I caught him at about four because I saw kind of something I kind of liked. I said, hey, man, and fish bite. And I know the whole drill because I've been down there, and it's cool. And I said, that where they are? And he said, yeah. But they had just got back out there. He had been out there about 2 hours, no bites. He was fixing to try to relocate. But, you know, you can do that. I love Brian. Yeah, that dude, I talk to him every single day. He's got the passion, and I like
him. You know, he's one of those few guys, the first time you meet him, you already have a good firsthand impression of him. And I mean, I met him at the fishing show years back, and just I was impressed from the very start. And he was just getting started.
Yeah, hey, man, I show up down there. It could have went two ways for Brian and I. It could have went sideways because, you know me, I'm coming anyway. You can be mad or you can be glad. And, man, he was so nice to me. I called him on the phone and said, hey, man, you seeing anything? He's like, and the phone's like silent. I said, dude, I'm looking at you. And I was. I'm looking at him. I said, I'm right here looking at you. Hey, and the phone just went silent for like 15 seconds. And anyway, just a good dude. You know, we all got to get paid. We all got to pay our bills. But he's one of the few people. he does it for the true passion of it. He loves. Now, when he's drum fishing and doing all that, hey, man, you're just making a living. You know what he has to do.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This time of year, he's got a true passion for it. And I that's cool. See, him and Justin Drummond went to high school. They graduated together. So Justin, who camera work for it, runs a Quantified. They're from South Padre, dude. That's like, there's not everybody is from South Padre. But they went to high school together, and I think they ran track together or whatever. So, small world.
Yeah,
it is. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, dude, but he ain't worked out too good this morning because he ain't text me yet.
Well, that video he sent me was of, he's like, they're shining a spotlight down the line. The guy's got it on the rod. You can see it breaking day in the background, but then this tarpon jumps out of the water and they got spotlight on him. It made a cool slow-mo video with it.
Yeah, it was big time. I said, how big's that fish? It looks bigger on that slow-mo stuff. He says about 130 pounds.
Yeah, still a fish.
Hell yeah, buddy, anytime. But, you know, when you're fishing a spot, I ain't got no spot. So,
you're on that migratory pattern.
Hey, I do know one thing. I left them the other day, and I leave real early the next morning, man, like in the dark.
Right.
And I drove kind of in the air where them fish were at, and it didn't take very long. I said, man, I think that's them. And I a little bit more, and I said, okay, that's them right there. And then I'm looking at what I'm looking at, and I turn around. I got like 4 or 5 boats around me.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, man, but that's okay. It's okay. Don't matter. And then there was a guy that showed up that was there yesterday, the day before. Nasty guy. Real nasty guy. Like, I'm coming to get him. I don't care if you're in the way. Grandma's in the way. I'm going to get mine. And he rolls out there, and he stops, like, right next to me and throws his trolling motor down. I looked at Larry. I said, man, I don't care if every fish on the planet's right here. I'm gone. And I left. I drove 20 miles the other way and didn't see anything. And I said, man, we left them fish. So I went back over there about 11, and it took a little while. I just sat back up on that number, and we finally saw a couple of fish. And we actually caught one. But, you know, I left where the fish were at. But that was, they didn't move much. Normally, you know, just like Cameron's fish out there, man, they had that monster day.
Yeah.
So all they do, they're out there all night. I mean, they're just chugging. They go back on the numbers. He called me. He said, hey, nothing. Man, my hole dried up. And I said, hey, my hole dried up too. So they all move. You got to go find where they are the next day.
That's it. It's a new adventure every day.
Yeah, boats pressure them. Like our trouts, when we find them, unless we just put 9 million boats on them, you know, and the weather stays the same, we can go, you know, we can go get them. But then tarpon, he's harder to catch than a blue marlin. I promise you, because I've done both a lot.
Yeah.
It's harder to catch a tarpon. And then yesterday, we just didn't see nothing, but, we didn't have a lot of time.
I keep seeing all these videos and photos from Port O'Connor, and man, there were some pencil tarpon down there.
They're all coming from the most of them are coming. And man, I'm not saying this. They're coming from the jetties. That's been the best fishing on the whole Texas coast. I'm gonna tell you right now, the actual open water beachfront fishing is, if it's good or bad, I'll tell you, it's not been very good. Last year was. Now, I didn't do good last year because I ran away from the boat. But last year, there was a lot of tarpon, buddy. There was some monster days.
Right.
You know, I finally had a couple of good days.
Well, it's early yet. It can still go off big time.
Something's different. I can't tell what it is. Something's different. Nothing's staying nowhere. Now, there's a lot of pressure. The boat pressure maybe moves stuff around. But still, you know, because if I'm not getting nothing, I still got a few people that'll talk to me. I can call up and down the coast and like, hey, what are y'all seeing? Such as Brian and such as some other guys I know. And it's like trout fishing. If you're the only one not getting them, everybody else is scorching them, you're in the wrong spot. But, man, when it's slow for everybody, then it's just slow.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cage. You know, Brian's got them, and whoever else I talked to said, man, we've got a lot of fish right here. I'm just not where they're at. But when nobody's seeing them, you know, that's a little different.
All right, let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, bud.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop. Check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And smoked sausage samples are available daily in the store. You can try it out before you buy it. And bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And check out their homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And their new chuck wagon patties, half-pound beef patties, seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. And while you're there, check out all their grab-and-go snacking products like their beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage and dry sticks, and their wild game processing facility. It's open year-round. And you got to try their new sausage recipe. It's really good. Their deer tamales, venison hot dogs. Well, your family will love that you bought all of this. It's really good stuff. Check them out. Belleville Meat Market, been celebrating the, you know, serving the Houston area for 42 years. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, 5:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, man.
Rojo, buddy. Hey, I got in late. What's happening in the golf tournament?
Well, I think Scotty's at 8 under. That McIntyre guy, he just won't go away. He's 10 under, and then you have oh. what's his name, leading, well, Fleetwood's up there. Justin Thomas, after leading the first day, he kind of went away.
He faded. Russell Henley was in the mix somewhere. Is he still around?
Henley's the one I'm trying to think of. He's tied for the lead at 13 under. Oh, Cam Young, he jumped up to 11. McIntyre's at 10. Cantlay's at 10. He hadn't been showing anything lately, but Scheffler.
Scotty must have had just a regular day.
He just shot one under yesterday, you know, after shooting that 63 or 4 or whatever he shot the first day. And McIlroy came up yesterday a little bit. He shot 3 under, so he's at 7.
It's pretty fun to watch him two dudes play together.
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty cool. Well, that's cool. Well, man, I don't know, buddy, about this weather. This stuff, you know, it seems like when the sun comes up, it'll fade a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but this has been the norm. You know, there ain't been many days that I've actually been able to, you know, just go like normal. You know, like, hey, if you want to see something real early, go early. Half the time, man, we go at 10 or 9 or run around the storm. Or when that front came through earlier in August, remember that little front that come through? I guess it's just like it's been like this since that one front, which, you know, when you pull this deal, them kind of deals in August, that's what you get is this, storms. So, I don't know, but it's been, man, the Gulf was so flat yesterday, dude. You could have put it on 40 knots and went anywhere you wanted to go.
Yeah, isn't that nice? That's so cool to see the Gulf like that.
Yeah, and I saw some in... I ain't much of a Facebook creeper, but I'll look at it in the morning sometimes. And something about the news, oh, man, just it's a phenomenon of the water so clear in Gauss. I said, dude.
It's been doing this my whole lifetime.
You let it get calm for 6 days and it's clear. They don't know no better. Hey, but it's raining when I come home yesterday, and there's people still all out there in the water and stuff, lightning popping all around them. He's getting some of that phenomenon.
Yeah, getting that clear water. I like that clear water. The sharks can find you easier.
That's right. They can get you faster. Oh, man. But I seen some people cleaning some fish yesterday afternoon that looked like they come from the beach or somewhere.
Yeah, they're catching them. It's, hey, life's good right now, especially, you know, for the Dawn Patrol, you know, the guys that like that beach. I mean, that's just, that gets in your blood. And they just don't get any breaks anymore, man. I mean,
they don't wait till late
in the year.
Yeah.
You just stay so rough for so long.
It just does, you know. We lose a lot of fishing time. Man, I went going pretty hard when I started going. I ain't really been working out, so I worked out yesterday and day before yesterday. Just went back to my routine. Man, I can't even hardly walk this morning. I couldn't hardly walk yesterday when we were fishing. I said, man, how fast you can get out of that way.
I fish all day and then come in the next day, man, I feel like I got ran over.
I'm telling you, dude, my first day was not bad, and then yesterday we were all on standby about going fishing. Yesterday, I didn't know 100% I was going, so I went and ran yesterday morning pretty hard and did some sprints and stuff. No big deal. Man, about 11 o'clock, man, my legs were kind of hurting. Hey, man, I couldn't hardly get out of the boat when I got to the ramp yesterday. Man, I can't move. I'm like an old man.
Well, you are. You're getting there, man.
I know. I'm fighting, buddy, but it kind of gets on you.
Your brain's young, but your body's old. I mean, it happens.
It happens, man. But the day that got me was...
Like Clint Eastwood always says, a man's got to know his limitations.
I think that's the truth, buddy.
I've learned that's a great saying. It's true.
That 160-mile run I made, whatever day it was, I think it was Tuesday.
That's nasty.
No, it was Wednesday. That hurt me. That hurts. Because, man, you're looking, you're paying attention. And where I stand when I'm running the boat is not real friendly. And I mean, that was a tough one. Those hurt. You know, you can do that and find something, and, man, you can't wait to get back. They don't care how bad you feel. You are fired up. You make that same run and you ain't cut a feather all day, man, just sell all this crap. I'm done.
Yeah, it's disheartening, isn't it? It'll bust your bubble, brother.
Yeah. Hey, you can watch the beach, man. Everybody's harboring fishing, man. Boats everywhere, getting them. Have a couple of slow days. Look like somebody put napalm out there on the beach. There ain't a boat around.
Well, it's that way in the bay, too.
It's the same. If there ain't no report, nobody's catching them, they're like, I ain't going.
No, that's true. Instant gratification. No work.
Hey, man. The network, baby. The network.
Yep.
I was going to fish in redfish tournament with y'all, which I had no business because y'all were all so much better than me, but I was going to try it. Trimble, I never forget, Trimble said, man, you can't be no redfishman. And it made me mad. I said, what do you mean, man? I don't like it, but why? I guarantee you I can do it. He says, because you don't like anybody. You won't network. He said, if you don't network, you can't win.
I didn't network.
Well, that's what I
didn't
saying.
Want to. I didn't want to know what anybody else was doing. All I wanted to do was focus on myself and what I was doing. You go to worrying about what so-and-so is doing over in another bay or 10 miles from you instead of focusing on what you're doing, you're not going to do your job. You're not going to produce.
You're chasing tail, and that hurt Cameron in one.
The less you know, the better off you are. I'm serious. I did it too many times. I didn't want to know.
You hey, are
man,
exactly
we got,
right.
I said, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know. I'm on my own pattern, my own thing, and I'm good.
That just don't tell me. And hey, if you win, you win. If you did, you didn't.
That's
but
it.
That hurt Cameron in a tournament, and, you know, because everybody's got Elon out there. And, man, I can't get on him. I didn't say nothing. I just said, dude, sometimes, all I told him was sometimes it can be too much information. So this last little run he's been on, this big deal, it's just him just going fishing.
Well, that's the way you do it.
That's how you do it, buddy. Hey, you're going to get beat. There's a lot of good guys out there, but you concentrate on what you do, what you know how to do, you're going to get yours too.
That's
it. But if you keep chasing reports, buddy, I'm telling you, you're always going to be behind. That's what I think.
Behind the eight ball all the time, buddy.
You know, and I know it's so easy to do it nowadays, but, and you know, like me and you, we always knew what we were doing, but I would never be on your fish. I like to know a pattern. Like, man, if y'all got them in 8 foot under slicks.
Yeah.
And mud balls. Well, okay, that's where the fish are at. Let me go kind of concentrate on that. But if you're catching them in a pond somewhere, killing them, and I'm out there in 10 foot of water on nothing, maybe I need to get shallow and get, you know, try to find
something
shallow.
Yeah, you might want to switch horses, you know. That's
exactly.
So true.
Absolutely. But it's calm, man. It's calm here. I don't know where.
Wind.
Where's the storms at? Right out front of me out here?
Yeah, they're, man, the big globs in front of Charlie and all of them down there and from Matagorda to Port Aransas. But there's, you know, there was one right on top of the dike and all that. It's kind of drifted over towards Smith Point now, and it's going up the North Shoreline East Bay. So everything's just kind of, it's kind of counterclockwise going right down the coast. Now there's another one coming in.
Fast.
Yeah, it's spreading all the way up to Lake Jackson, and then through the far, you know, down by the pass, coming, you know, towards West Bay. But Charlie and them, I mean, it's just right out in front of them. They're looking good for now. But
yeah, I could see some storms. Now, if I was running a trout fishing trip right now, I'd already be gone.
Yeah.
But
no, everything's running right down the beach right now.
Well, maybe they'll fade out yesterday, because I remember it was bad thundering and raining, and I didn't even go run. I couldn't even go run. I mean, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to run in the rain. I ain't that ate up. So I didn't even go do nothing till about, it was like 8:15. And, man, I said, it's got nice. And I finally got through running and called Larry. I said, hey, man, we probably ought to roll.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Well.
Hey, there wasn't a ripple, bud. There wasn't a ripple on the go.
Isn't that something? Isn't that, that's something to be seen.
We took some pictures of that storm coming in last night.
Did you send me some of that? I like that one, that black wall of stuff the other day you and Larry were running in. I said, look at that.
Dude, we're fighting a fish in it. and we're landing on him, and we got him, man. We had seen some fish there that morning, and I'd done been way south toward Port O'Connor, and, man, we came back through there, and I said, man, I know them fish are still in here. And, man, we're idling along. I said, man, that storm's pretty bad. I'm looking at it, it's supposed to get ugly. About that time, two or three fish come up in front of the boat, and then about that time, the whole wad of them come up. I said, oh, man, this is them. Mm. We don't control very far. Boom, Larry missed one. Boom, camera's got one on. And,
yeah.
Man, it's good to get bad. It did.
Yep. Like Forrest Gump, God showed up.
And God showed up.
All right, man. All right, hey, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come hang out with you, James.
All right, brother. 497-717-7306.
All right, buddy.
We'll holla, buddy. All right,
have a good day. Be safe. All right.
Bye.
All right, let's jump the bridge over to the main island now instead of Tiki Island and go to Offutt's Bow and check in with old Sharky Marquez this morning. Michael, good morning. How are you, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
What is happening?
Oh, you know, just watching.
And bushy-tailed.
Man, I got a little sleep yesterday, baby. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Golly, dude. I feel like I was in a coma the last 2 weeks, but I'm feeling good now.
Good deal. You going fishing?
We're ready
morning?
To go. We are, man. I'm watching a little 4th of July free fireworks show going on right now. Looking pretty good.
Not going offshore.
No, Shane's supposed to be, but I don't think he is. I think they're going to downgrade and do some inshore, and I think everybody is on the same page with that, man. The tough part is it looks so good, you know. It's only showing like 1 to 2s, and
yeah, it's
but
nice.
Man, that Gulf has been lit up, brother.
Yeah, it's full of moisture this morning.
Yeah, looks like it might be a big tournament. I don't know which one, but there's everybody and their grandma, sisters, brothers out here buying bait and getting ready. And, man, I just saw my buddy Brad, who's fishing in it. I don't know. I didn't have a chance to ask him, but, yeah, man, they're fixing to go. And it's going to be a packed bay today, buddy. Packed bay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays. I think there's a tournament out of Thompson's up my way today, too. So, it's Saturday. There's probably 3 or 4.
Yeah. I could tell you I'm looking at the down towards the boat ramp, fixing to pull back into our place, and there is just nav lights everywhere, bud.
Oh, boy.
I mean, everywhere.
Yeah.
And but we'll see, man. Hopefully these little storm cells hold off, or else everybody's going to be running like ants here in about an hour or two.
Yeah, and everybody will come to the dock at one time, and it'll be a
that's right. Brook.
Oh, Lord.
That's right. But, man, the fishing's been great, brother. The water, I didn't go out yesterday. I got a little rest yesterday, but the water apparently was like dark blue at the jetties. No
wow.
Tidal movement, tough light tackle bite. They caught some big fish yesterday, but, man, if we can get that tide moving, maybe this little bit of wind on these storms will have everything moving a little bit out there.
Yeah, and
if it's still holding,
weak right now, you know, they're very
weak. Man, hopefully it's still holding nice and gorgeous up on the rocks, and we'll have a good shot at doing some damage on some fish today.
Yeah, hope so.
So we'll see, brother. But other than that, I've got next week slammed with some 12-hour trips, and the following week 6 out of 7 days offshore. So hopefully everything holds out for us, man.
Yeah,
we will see. We got a big old double boat this morning with some lodgers up in the lodge. Looks like they had some fun last night, so we don't see any movement
Uh-oh.
Going on up there quite yet. But they should be waking up here in a minute and rolling around.
That's I see that deer hunting a lot in the wintertime when I go deer hunting. That lodging thing, a lot of afternoon hunting going on.
That's right. That's right.
Man, I get up in the kitchen and they got breakfast served everywhere and no takers. Man.
And no takers. Yeah,
both
it's ghost
coffee
town,
pots
man.
Are still full. I said, where in the heck's everybody at? Well, I think they all came in from the fireplace about 2 o'clock this morning. I said, well, there ain't nobody on today. I had it all myself.
You're going to be eating those breakfast tacos at about 2 p.m., buddy.
Oh, yeah. There'll be plenty of breakfast when I get back from a morning hunt.
That's right. That's right, brother.
Yeah, next week's looking looks pretty stable. So,
does it? Does it?
Extended forecast.
That's good,
you know,
man.
A few
that's
storms, good. You know, at 30% stuff. But, hey, that's normal for this time of year. So, hey, we'll
yeah, that's it. Like another day. Another day in the park
down,
right there.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's my deal. If I could run around them, but shoot, these last 2-3 days, man, it's been so crazy offshore.
Yeah, some of that you can't get
running around it.
Well, you can run over by Cuba and then come in the backside, you know.
That's right. That's right. That's right, man. Well, we'll see what the day brings, man. I got a little Texas trophy this morning. Looking for some trout, redfish, flounder, and then this afternoon we're doing a 180 and on a big shark hunt. So we'll see if we can go track down some toothy creatures.
I don't
see
think
we can find out there.
Finding them.
Yeah. Hopefully not, man. Hopefully not. Hopefully we'll get out there and catch Jaws himself.
I know everybody's been hitting shrimp boats, you know, for blackfin and all that, but
yeah.
I saw a video the other day. Somebody pulled up behind a shrimp boat, and I've seen that before, where it's just it's a shark fest. I mean, if you fall in the water, it's like piranha. You're done.
Yeah, I posted that video. It was nuts
out there, man. Okay, that's you that sent me that video.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was crazy, man. I mean, you're done. Like, you know, 10 seconds, not even. You're probably in about 10 pieces by then. Yeah, I mean, just the fish were going absolutely nuts. They were chumming, pushing off, you know, 50 pounds of chum off the deck at a time, you know. It was, you wouldn't want to fall in there, I'll tell you that.
No, don't fall in. Seen it really bad. I've seen it, you know, on the beachfront like that, tarpon fishing.
Yeah.
They'll just come to the top, and they're anything that moves or hits the water is devoured. It's over.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy, man. It's crazy what the fisheries has out there, man. I mean, there's a bunch of them.
Lots of predators.
Yeah. You got all these shark activists, and I'm like, dang, man, out there, there's goodness gracious. I love sharks, you know, I'm all about it. But, man, there is so many of them out there. Golly.
Yeah. Man.
There's they're not going extinct anytime soon, I'll tell you that.
No. Not a chance. All right, Sharky. Well, I know you're busy.
All right, buddy.
Do your thing, brother. Throw them out some info. They can reach you.
Come on with it, man. Google us at Outcast Charters. You can check out our website, Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, availability. Come check us out right here on 61st Street, man. We've got on-site lodging, sleep up to 18 people. We do everything from trout, redfish, flounder, piggy perch, hardheads, you name it, all the way to blue marlin, sailfish, swordfish. If it swims, it doesn't have a real good chance if we're out there trying to get them. So come out, make some memories with us, you know.
Like Dr. We'll go Seuss, and catch them up, buddy. Fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. We got
that's it, right. Right. We ain't biased. We'll take them all, buddy.
All right, Sharky. Hey, have a good day,
right,
man.
Brother.
Y'all watch that weather.
Have a great weekend.
Right,
be blessed, buddy.
Later. All right. Time for our top of the hour break and our national anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.